Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world from what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now,
wonder what you tell me now.
Fire!
Amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful evening. Always grateful, always thankful to be amongst the living. You're hearing my voice, and obviously you're amongst the living. It's always, always to our advantage to be grateful and thankful for every day that we get an opportunity to fellowship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be able to come and learn and grow and prosper and understand a little bit better by and by of the relationships that He wants us to be a part of and how our role is to be lived out by His biblical principles. And I just hope and pray that we all respect and understand the importance of understanding and knowing that God already has a blueprint put out, sent out for us. It's in the B-I-B-L-E on how we are to be the best spouse on this side of heaven and the roles that we're supposed to have. So when moments come around where you're celebrating specific things, it's easy to want to go out of your way and love on your spouse and just make them feel so special and do so many things for them. And so we want you to experience oneness the same way we do. And that's why tonight it's so important for us to understand and know that in order for us to realize what it means to celebrate, we got to understand the power that's behind it. So tonight we're going to speak on the power of celebration. So many celebrations that can happen in a given year, and you don't have to always go by Hallmark celebrations. You don't always have to go by what the United States of America has deemed as their holidays. You can create your own holiday, whatever that may be. It may be that you went somewhere, you enjoyed it so much that you want to make it out of an annual event. So every time that time comes around, you're doing that same thing because it's creating those memories as you continue to grow together. I just encourage you tonight that you not only listen, but share some ideas on how you celebrate with your significant other, your spouse. We want to just thank God that you chose to stop by and visit with us for just a moment. We want to thank God for your presence. We want to thank God for your spouse. We want to thank God for your family. We want to just thank God for you praying for us as we pray for you. We know that it's impossible for us to accomplish anything without having our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on our side, helping lead, guide, and direct our thoughts and our moves. So as always, we want to just thank the Holy Spirit for doing just that again tonight, being our mouthpiece and leading and guiding us and giving us wisdom, insight, giving us the ability to deliver the word that he has for you and season through us, especially Minister Jesse. I just want to thank God, as always, for giving me this awesome man of God that we just celebrated 70 wonderful years, and those wonderful years have been a big part of my life, and I just want to thank God for his 70th birthday on Friday, this past Friday, and for the weekend of celebration that we sincerely showed up and showed out on his behalf. I just want to thank God once again for giving us the ability to understand and know the importance of acknowledging our special spouse, our spouses that we are always laying beside each night. And sometimes some of us get up in the morning and don't even say good morning, get up in the morning, don't even look at each other, and then start your day. So we just hope that these two Monday night Blog Talk radio shows will help change some of your thought process, some of the things that you do for the better. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, thank you for these awesome, powerful, strong, God-fearing men and women that have come alongside me tonight to be able to stand in agreement, because we understand your word is powerful. It will not return void. Your word tells us where two or more are gathered together. We call upon your mighty name, Lord God, that you're going to be in the midst, Holy Spirit. Go, be with us, walk with us, be our mouthpiece, guide us. Give us the ability to be a blessing to somebody else. Thank you for the opportunity tonight that you will allow us to pour into someone else. We pray tonight that that someone else might have something that they have that they can pour back, not only into us, but our listening audience. I just pray tonight, Lord God, that you already know, Father, because you know more about us than we know about ourselves. You already knew the topic we were going to have tonight. You already knew how we were going to present it. You already knew who was going to be on. And I just pray that you've already put those under the sound of our voice and given them an opportunity to be able, Lord God, to go forward and be able to do great things, Lord God, by first seeking your face and understanding what your direction is, what's the insight that you give them, Lord God. And so I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you will allow their marriages to be prosperous, that would be full of oneness, that it would go forward with understanding of forgiveness, that they will be able to communicate in the manner in which you, Father, ordained us to do as spouses. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would also go and be with all of those that come that are not married yet or may not even be in a relationship but desire to have a significant other, a soulmate that they can spend the rest of their life with. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to bless them and allow them to wait upon you, Lord God, because we know, Father, that those that are of the male species, we thank you that we know they will find a good thing, Lord God. And I know, Father, you said in your word, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And I just thank you for every woman that desires to be married, that her head would be held up and looking straight ahead so she can acknowledge and see the man that, Lord God, you are sending her way. And I want to just say thank you, Lord God, for the relationships that you are strategically putting together even as I speak. And I want to just say thank you for discernment for all of those that need to make decisions, Father, based on your direction. I pray tonight that you will be with all of our children. I always have to pray for them because so much is going on in this world, Lord God. And I pray a covering of protection around all of our children, around their minds, around the decisions that they make. I pray, Lord God, that in their goings and comings, you would be in the midst to allow them a protection, a covering. I thank you once again, Lord God, for being in the midst to allow my awesome, powerful, strong, God-fearing husband that just celebrated his birthday to come forward and be able to bring a word in season for each and every one of us to receive and to be able to regurgitate it at the appropriate time and share with another brother or sister. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that everything that he pours into us, I'm declaring and decreeing that you, Father, will give it to him back in a thousandfold. I thank you that everything he puts his hands to, Lord God, every tongue that Father God puts his mouth to, Lord God, in the form of business, I declare and I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that a blessing will fall upon him that he don't have room enough to receive. His heart is always so big. Every time I turn around, he's wanting and willing to bless somebody else. There's never a time that I come to him and say, I need to bless somebody. And he never, ever, ever complains about it, but always gives me his final approval of a stamp of approving whatever it is that I desire to do in the behalf of someone else. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would also allow him an opportunity to continue to walk in his healing as he's doing. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you stepped in, you showed up, and you showed out. Let him continue to get wonderful praise reports from the doctors that you sent his way. It was strategic. We know that, Lord God. So thank you. I want to just say thank you once again for each and every individual that made their way tonight, those that are on their way, those that may be even in the archives. I pray, Lord God, I just pray that you be with all of us, not the archives, but those that may be even online. I pray that you be with all of us, Lord God. Give us the ability to go forward to recognize, know, and understand our purpose here on earth. And let us just live it the way you desire for us to live it. So many are in need of a healing touch. Touch them right now, Lord God. So many are in need of a financial breakthrough. Be with them, Lord God. There are others that are in need of employment. They want to go work. They want to create wealth for their family. Be with them, Lord God. And then I know there's others, Lord God, that just need some direction with relationships that they're in. Just bless them, Lord God, to be able to come to you and through you, Lord God, that they will have direction as to what to do. I love you so much, Father, and I just want to say thank you for this great and awesome evening that we will celebrate you and celebrate these awesome, powerful, strong, God-fearing women and men that have made their way to the Blog Talk Radio Show. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Amen. One more time, let us all say amen. We praise God and thanks God for his, he truly is worthy to be praised. Welcome once again, brothers and sisters, to Monday Night Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jesse Storr. I'll be one of your co-hosts for this evening. We know that the art of celebration is one of the most powerful skills we can deploy in relationships. Have you ever thought about how well you measure up to the skills associated with the art of celebration? They're actually skills that we all need to optimize and fine-tune the joys associated with celebration. And just this past week, it was not planned. My brother called and early in the week and last week, he said, hey, we're thinking about coming there to do a little work. We're thinking about coming in on Friday, which just so happened to be the same day I was born on that particular day. And I told him, yeah, sure, come on. And his thing was, you know, we never really had a chance to spend the night with you all. Every time we come down, we spend it with Mama. So I said, that's true. Why don't you all come on then? Let's do that. So when they came down, it so happens that there was a celebration going on right near here. At a place called the club. And so we was able to go listen to a little jazz, light jazz, and little jazzy R&B, you know, songs and songs that you could ask the band to sing and play. Just was a beautiful evening, which really was just impromptu without any kind of preparation or planning, but it was a great celebration. And we could see the power of celebration and the joy that we all experience just on an impromptu, extemporaneous outing. And so, of course, then on Saturday, we went to go downtown to a place that had been recommended to us and got downtown and discovered that place was hosting a private party. So we had to be flexible and ended up just going to a place that wasn't on the script, just to one of the nice hotels downtown and sit around and eat some hors d'oeuvres because we knew we was coming back home to a murder mystery. And that was going to be part of the entertainment that our children were going to provide. And my goodness, did we have a good time in that murder mystery. Especially the performance of the detective, who, of course, that detective was none other than my queen, and she did a marvelous job in that role. Everybody, for a first time impromptu, playing that particular game and playing those scenes, the only thing we missed, it would have been great to have recorded it. Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing to have recorded. So it gave me another idea of just how much fun and exciting celebrations can be as we get older. and have older children. I mean, prior to that, on Mother's Day, we had gone through another game, another time of fellowship, and karaoke. I mean, with the little microphone and say the words. And again, another great celebration that you could do at home. And so these celebrations can be about many things, but they're so powerful. They're so powerful. You know, see, celebrations in this modern era can serve as various purposes and fulfill different social, cultural, and personal needs, even in our marriages. Now, there are a lot of reasons for conducting celebrations that we need to become more skilled at. Now, during the pandemic, a lot of us found ourselves having to come up with social skills. A lot of us began to do things we hadn't done before, word games, board games, all kinds of situations that we got into in that personal level in order to get through the pandemic. So sometimes we may want to commemorate something, and celebrations provide an opportunity to commemorate important events, historical milestones, or significant achievements. And these events can be personal. They can be birthdays, anniversaries, graduation. They can be, you know, societal and national holidays or religious festivals. You can just come up with your own list. I know one of the things that we do in our family prayer time is we list down who's going to facilitate, who's going to do different things. I mean, on Monday night blog talk, we sit down and we have a list during the course of the year of all of the particular subject matters that we want to deal with. Now, sometimes we can deviate from that, but, you know, we do it once a year as kind of a way to keep us on track. And then so we allow God to speak to us, but we then come with a variation of a particular subject matter. Now, another reason we want to celebrate that we see this most of us is the social bonding. Is that it's something about getting together, and too often those celebrations or those bonding events happen at home-going celebrations, what the world calls funerals. And while they do bring people together, on a sad occasion, this really could be a happy occasion where you can strengthen those social bonds and foster a sense of community. We can provide an occasion for friends, family, and even strangers to connect, to come together, share experiences. Sometimes when we have a repast, you know, you can sit there and chat and learn about others. And so we can involve sharing activities, rituals, and traditions that help create a greater sense of belonging and unity. And so expression of identity and culture is another reason why we may want to do that. You know, we are responsible for sharing with our children, Tammy. We got to find a way to make sure that in the grand scheme of things, they know who they are, where they came from. Their commitment must remain to be with family, you know, to themselves first, of course, then to their family and their ancestors. And a lot of times, the way we have today with the digital technology, we can always present some type of presentation when we come together and make sure we're passing along and we're commemorating, we're celebrating the cultural traditions and the diversity in our specific culture, in our specific family that we may have. Another reason we may want to commemorate is just enjoyment and entertainment. It's just a way to have some fun, as we were sharing earlier. And it's just a way to relax, to enjoy life, offer a break from daily routines, allow us to indulge in music, dance, food, games, and other forms of entertainment. And celebrations can provide this opportunity to let loose, celebrate life joys, and create lasting memories. Well, a lot of times there's no script. When we did the murder mystery, we had a real small overview. And so literally the script had to emerge from each and every one of us. which made it so powerful and so much fun. You know, another piece of maybe be just the milestones and achievements. You have children in school. You have a spouse working, a friend, where you just honor them, recognize them. Might be the marking anniversary of a job situation, a new project thing, a new whatever. Memories and achievements. They serve as a recognition reward for hard work, dedication, accomplishments, and for your spouse as well, not just for your children, but for your spouse. And celebrating milestones can motivate individuals to strive for even greater success and inspire each other to reach goals. There's always a positive emotion attached with commemorating. I can remember the joy I saw on Mama Holloway's face, Tammy, when we had that 80th birthday, and she came in and saw all of those people. I'm glad I was behind her, as she almost fainted looking at all of those people. It was a beautiful, beautiful expression of joy. You know, we celebrate, we break away from that mundane, routine, daily stresses, and we could then end up with a sense of optimism and a positive outlook on life. I mean, it's amazing. We all know we have tradition and things that we have done in the past, where these celebrations have preserved and passed on traditions and the customs from one generation to another. We all know what we do in our families, and holidays come up. Mother's Day being the greatest holiday other than probably Christmas that we experience or that we celebrate. Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, but I know dismally it's not going to be as exciting as Mother's Day. Just face it, brothers, that's the way it is. So these traditions that we go through, we see by the turnout sometimes, I'm not going to say the hard for the fathers is not there, but it's just the reality in this society, the way men and the way we've had to interface with our families, it's just that way. Don't take it personal. But by participating in celebrations, we can honor the past while shaping the future. So as you can see, celebrations serve an important social and cultural practice in our modern society, and it provides opportunities for connection, expression, enjoyment, and personal growth. And we want to encourage all of us to be sensitive to it. I know at one time I was like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. But now I mature, change, and I see there is significant value in fostering this sense of belonging and enhancing the overall quality of life. But Tammy, I'm going to ask you, you know, to share, you know, when you see what are some of the main points, what some of the main points of having days that you celebrate? You know, why do you, you know, again, if we express, get a little deeper in it, what's about having these days of celebration, how and when they're dedicated to specific actions? I mean, what are some of the benefits that we get in addition to some of the reasons why, but what are some of the benefits that we're going to gain or we have gained as we are learning more and gotten deeper into celebration in our relationship?
Was a birthday. So many of us have that opportunity to be celebrated and to celebrate others. So celebrations are really important, and it gives us an opportunity to really, like you said, come together and do the things that we need to do. But when I think about celebrations and when I think about days that we dedicate to specific things, such as birthdays or Christmases or maybe even, you know, various holidays that you, like you just mentioned, Mother's Day, Father's Day, so on and so forth. But, you know, when you think about that, you know, there are some benefits. And when you think about getting together in celebrations, think about increased awareness. And increased awareness, when I speak of that, it's talking about celebratory days. They bring attention to specific actions or causes. You know, when you think about what we just did this weekend, we brought action and we brought attention to you this weekend. It was all about Minister Jesse Store in our household this past weekend, and we did it up for him. So, and it's also, they provide, when you do these celebratory moments and these celebrations and opportunities to educate and inform people about important issues. I mean, so many times when you think about Martin Luther King Day, when we celebrate that day, people don't take that day off, most people, just to sit around and do nothing. You want to go and learn a little bit more about Martin Luther King Jr. and all he stood for. And I know when our children were young, we went downtown and we was a part of the march. We went in and we learned and we studied and we was in the midst of everyone that was there to learn about Dr. Martin Luther King. So it gives us that opportunity to do that. And then when I think about, you know, one of the other things, it allows us to promote an understanding of empathy and engagement when we're looking at celebrating someone else or appreciative of someone just being a part of your life. It doesn't have to be anything major. You can have a celebratory moment, as I indicated in my opening, just on the day that you set aside and say you want to celebrate that day. Another area, Jesse, that I know in my heart of hearts that I believe that is also just as important is we got to understand and know when God tells us that there are certain things that we need to do and celebrate, we must do that because it's so important through the obedience because we don't know what someone may be going through. And it may be their birthday that we may have overlooked. And some people get offended. But sometimes, just sometimes, if we quiet ourselves enough, there may be different celebratory moments that's going on, whether it's a birth of a baby, whether it's a birthday, whatever it may be. And God will give us a sign to let us know that you're about to forget something today, but sometimes we're so busy doing other things that we do not take the opportunity to hear his soft, sweet voice. But then another benefit and celebration, it gives us an opportunity, you know, to come together and with commemoration and remembrance. These are things that when I think about commemoration and remembrance, I think about our children when they graduate, especially Jesse and Jessica. We celebrated them as the first ones within our immediate family here that graduated from high school, and we did it in a big way. And I have memories, you have memories, they have memories, everybody that was a part of that celebration for the entire weekend, they remember that weekend, and it was a grand celebration. And those are the times when we have celebratory days that serve as a reminder of some significant action or event, such as a high school graduation. You would think that college is much more grander than high school, but it really isn't when you really think about the parties that you go to and the celebratory moments that you have in your children's life. It's not so much when they graduate from college. We just see it as a major accomplishment that they did some great things when they graduate from high school, so it allows us to have that. It also offers an opportunity to honor the achievements because they make some major achievements and the sacrifices and contributions of those who have fought for important causes. So when our children, when they start out in kindergarten and they got to make their way all the way through 12th grade, they go through a lot of ups and downs. They go through a lot of challenges. They go through some good days, some bad days. But there are some major accomplishments along the way that we acknowledge when they get to that senior year. And then, Jesse, the third thing that I would like to say that I know has an opportunity to be a benefit is inspiration and motivation. How many of us know that when you're celebrating someone or something, it inspires them to want to go out and celebrate someone else? It inspires them to want to be able to do something special to someone else. And so when I think about celebrations of actions we want to remember can inspire and motivate individuals to follow in the footsteps of those who have made a difference. I mean, if you never, ever get celebrated, how are you going to know how to go and celebrate somebody else or how to do it? So what you're doing is you're highlighting the positive outcomes and progress achieved through certain actions, through these celebratory days. And this is when we are able to encourage others to get involved and to take action as well so that they then too can pay it forward and they can touch one, each one touch one. And I know when I say it so often that it's just a constant reminder when Jessica was playing with the organization Each One Teach One, EOTO, I tell you what, it reminded me constantly when I was a part of that program that I'm always should be on a on a quest to teach somebody else some positive things here on this earth, because they are definitely seeing enough negative. And then when I think about just the community involvement, the benefit is there. I mean, there's so many things that we can do for community involvement. You know, they become celebrations centered around specific actions and causes that provide a platform for communities to come together. I remember that so often and so many times, especially during COVID, they had so many block parties outside where everybody was outside and they brought their food and they had their own little area that they were in, but they had music going and they really enjoyed a true community, just a celebration of life that they were still yet here amongst the living, because so many lives were taken that went on home to be with the Lord. And I just hope and I pray that we continue this engagement, that we make it a meaningful activity so that we can remember that. But furthermore, you never know when you need a neighbor. So many of us don't even know who our neighbors are. So many of us don't even understand the importance of knocking on the door, introducing yourself, welcoming someone to the neighborhood, or beginning to develop a relationship with them. You never know when you may need a neighbor. You know, I'm reminded of just recently when we know we went through a tragic situation with Jessica. And when she called, and she's an hour and a half away, and I remember her saying, "Mom, I just don't know what to do. I just don't feel like I'm going to make it. I don't know what's happening," so on and so forth. Well, I remember she introduced me to one of her neighbors that was a police officer. So immediately I said to her, "Jessica, go across the way or call her and tell her to come across the hall, and she needs to check on you. They're trained for these things." And so she did that, and she was the one that got her to the hospital that I know spared her life. And so we have to befriend some of these people that can help make a difference in our lives. And then when I think about another great example, Jesse, and then I'm about to close it out and hand it back over to you, a policy advocacy. I mean, when you think about that, that is dedicated days of celebration that can be used as an opportunity to advocate for policy changes and promote legislative actions related to the cause or action being celebrated. In my opinion, that's important. That's what we go through so much with the government. That's what we go through in various organizations. That's what we go through, and we can even set our families up that way, because it should be always policy advocacy. So then I think about, last but not least, I will say the sixth thing that I will say in the terms of the benefit would be cultural and historical preservation. Now, we all know that's important. That is so important. So these celebratory days are focused on actions of historical and cultural significance that help preserve and promote our shared heritage. I mean, when we think about family reunions and we come together, those family reunions are so important because, we're, number one, we're creating memories with loved ones that are within our family. We are respecting our elders and acknowledging them and celebrating them for who they are. We're welcoming in all of our newbies, the newborns, and those that we may not have had an opportunity to meet yet. And so that is such an important and such a wonderful opportunity for us to put all of this historical, you know, perseverance together. And I thank God, because most of us record it, and so then we have it 10, 20 years down the road to go back and look at it and look at what we were doing back then versus what we're doing now. We're looking at how we can even go out of our way to stay in touch with our family members. I mean, I'm just reminded that we were just at Mama Store's homegoing service, and I remember one of your cousins, and actually one of your first cousins, I remember her getting up, and I remember her coming to the podium and speaking. And she knows Mama Mandy Store very well, and she spoke very highly of her. But she said, "I just wish I knew the family a little bit more. I wish that as close as we are here in Georgia, that we can get together." And I'm just hoping and praying that those opportunities will come. I know we've been a little, you know, going pretty fast. I ain't going to say just 100 miles an hour, but we've been going pretty fast and steady. And I'm looking forward to it slowing down so we can get to know her. And then getting to know her, guess what? We'll probably get to know several other family members that are in this greater Atlanta area. And so I'm just grateful and I'm thankful, Jesse, that overall dedicating days of celebration of actions is what we want to remember, which provides us an opportunity to be able to go forward and understand all of the benefits, including increased awareness, whether we are looking at for inspiration, community environment, all of it. It's such a blessing. So I'm just going to thank God once again for giving us this opportunity to go forward and do some great things that he has in store for each and every one of us. And I send it back over to you, Mr. Minister Jesse Storr.
Outstanding, outstanding. Praise God for that. I mean, there, the main point, Tammy, that I'm taking away from what you're saying is that regardless of the specific context, celebrations are to create a positive and enjoyable experience. And I know a lot of times we think about birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Valentine's Day, President's Day, Veterans Day, all of these different things. But it's to make whoever are connected to those groups. But we have the same thing within our marriages. We have a thing called anniversary, but we don't have to limit it to that because we want to create joy and happiness. All the time. When that song comes out, joy and happiness. Who was that, Al Green or somebody, joy and happiness? You know, back in the day, I ain't like Al too much. So he was begging. But now that I've matured, I kind of like that song, joy and happiness, right? Because it's going to bring that happiness, joy, and a sense of fulfillment. You know, whether we believe it or not, when we celebrate each other, it's like a form of that stress relief and relaxation. I mean, it creates this opportunity to relax, unwind, especially if some of us who've never been on a vacation can have a point of celebration. You're looking at me funny like, oh, been 2 years, not 2 years now, for real, been 2 years. But we're gonna reduce that. We're going to make sure that we get in a vacation, a long weekend or something to get rid of that stress and have a form of relaxation, get away from the work pressures and all the responsibilities and burden that go along with it. And also the social connection and bond that you create with your spouse. You know, when you come together, you know, you just strengthen that relationship. You might run into other people, there's a possibility. You may create some new relationships when you could just sit back and get back and maybe go on a, like we had a beautiful time when we had a chance to go and spend that time with Tina and Paul just 2 weekends ago, beautiful. And then this weekend with Donnie and Rachel, beautiful. Those are times of celebrations and moments that we will never forget. And remember, like Donnie said, really, I hadn't even thought about it. The first time they spent the night over here. I mean, so I think we had a great, great time. And again, creating those positive memories. Sometimes we don't realize that we take pictures, and we took a lot of pictures. Now what you got to do is come together, put those pictures back together, create your video. So now you got a video for, I'm going to do that. Then I have a video for my 70th birthday, like we have one for my 50th. You have one for your 50th. And just think, another year, you got one for your 60th coming up. Mm-hmm. I know you all excited about, and we have to do something special on that as well. And then a lot of times we, it gives us an opportunity if we so desire that we may want to expand our consciousness and maybe invite somebody that's a little different from another culture into how you do things. And we're getting that benefit in a sense. You know, our son is now at least he's engaged to a beautiful Peruvian lady. And their culture is a little different, and some of the foods that they cook is a little different. We know there's a Afro-Peruvian influence in Peru, just like there is in America, because some of the same activities took place there. But all of that provides an opportunity for additional personal growth and expression through this cultural exchange and understanding. And all over the course, at the end of the day, builds this sense of community that you can bring together. People may be a little bit different, had different backgrounds, different exposures growing up. But when they come together, you build this sense of community. So celebrations can build in this collective identity, creating a shared experience and a feeling of unity among participants and family members. And it involves this collaborative effort of teamwork, collective participation, and all of that. And it can reunite and ignite passion and enthusiasm, motivating individuals to strive for further success, to pursue their aspirations and bringing together celebratory moments. That's why I say it's a skill actually associated with it. And everybody does not have the same skill nor the same level of creative ability. But, you know, in summary, this main point offers numerous benefits, including our health, reducing the stress, social connection, positive memories, cultural exchanges, personal growth, community building, renewed motivation. Just by embracing the spirit of celebration, individuals, couples can experience enhanced well-being, can strengthen all relationships, especially within that marital bond, and create a more vibrant and connected relationship, not only with married couples, but also with society at large. But I guess one of the things that I guess I would ask you as we want to begin to talk, time is going fast, roll it down, is how can we impact the effectiveness of celebrations in our home, with our children, with our spouses? And how do we impact the effectiveness and create a more meaningful experience? You know, what are the, you know, somebody may have this kind of question as they're listening to us, is how do you achieve those types of realities? I would say that's a great question. You know, number one thing that I believe we would agree with this, involve everyone in the play, right? Make sure everybody's involved. Engage your children, your spouse, in the planning process of celebrations. Allow them to contribute to ideas, make decisions, take on responsibilities. And that's something we're learning. I mean, probably years ago, if we were going to have the karaoke, we probably wanted to know more about every detail before it went down. But this time, we didn't worry about the details. Same time, same thing with the murder mystery. We would have wanted to know all of it, but we trusted. And so you involve everyone, and then their creative abilities can rise up and give everybody a much different experience. And this involvement will foster a sense of ownership and excitement for your children, making the celebrations even more meaningful and enjoyable. And then we can tailor the celebrations to the individual interest. I mean, we've been to Top Golf, remember? We've been to, what was the Fowling, what's it called? Fowling, F-O-L-W-I-N, Fowling, and Fowling. Is it bowling? It's bowling, so it must be Fowling. So it's Fowling, where you take a football and you try to knock over pins like you're bowling or something. We've been there. We've been to the golf. What was the little 18-hole golf thing on the inside? Huh? Whatever you, what do you call that? Miniature golf, but it was different than miniature golf. It was similar. And we've been to Top Golf, of course, where you're trying to win points by putting the ball in certain places. So as you can see, there are different things that you can do as a spouse, and then also expand it to invite your children. That can be a very enjoyable, rich reality. I'm not one into the Six Flags thing, the amusement park no more. So our children had to learn that he ain't interested in that, so we'll come up with something else. As you know, you and I, y'all got me on the thing the last time when you all had me on that thing at Cedar Point. I'm like, nope, not going there no more. Then they got me up in the mountain thing down at Orlando, where it was dark, but whatever you call that thing, Space Mountain. I said, that's it. I'm done. No more. I said, we're not making this a family tradition. Y'all can make it a tradition, but not me. So you got to know your boundaries, I guess is what we're saying. If your boundaries are such that you don't want to include that, You could encourage your family members as I did. You all can put that together, but I'm not going to do that one. Now, these traditions could be specific to holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, or even just simple rituals like weekly game nights or, you know, date nights, movie marathons. We had that maybe in our whole life. We had that a couple times, three times maybe, and they're nice. But we got to find the time. You got to find the time to just watch movies all day. And then consistently honoring and celebrating these traditions when you begin to start them. The key thing is you can't come up with reasons or rationales not to do them, because we all can come up with a very good reason and a very good rationale for not doing something that we've committed ourselves to doing. And then create a festive atmosphere. You know, sometimes you may want to, everybody get a certain kind of jersey or put on a certain kind of hat or a certain kind of color or do something. If you're supposed to have opposing teams, maybe you have a same color shirt or whatever. Whatever it may be, sometimes you want to create an atmosphere where not only festive but good form and good old-fashioned competition, but not to the point where you're going to create any kind of animosity doing it. And then, so then, like we did here on the weekend, and all the times we've had some decorate the house, play music, light candles, engage in other activities that enhance what you want to do, chat, and have it creatively, visually appealing. And I know most of the time that means you have to have a spread laid out. So the first thing I know, our children are going to come in, they're going to be looking at the, where the grub at? Where the grub at? I don't think they're unique, though, most of these young folks. Most of the men and women, too. If it's a spread, I'm sure, I know they won't have the same kind of spread for Father's Day. But most of us fathers around the country, brothers, we need to go on strike, maybe. Maybe that's what we need to do. Go on strike. They say, if y'all don't make our Papa Day, Father Day as big as Mama Day, we're going to go on strike. You know, I don't know. We numerically, brothers, we may be outnumbered to go on strike, but maybe we need to do that one year and see what may happen. Hope we won't regret it. But incorporate meaningful activities. There's so much going on right now. One of the great traditions that I know we need to do, we are going to start doing it, is that we're going to incorporate storytelling. We're going to share family history like we've been doing already, Tammy. We're going to play songs from Mama Store. You know, we're going to do some readings from Papa Store. He had a beautiful handwriting and wrote some beautiful letters, and we're going to incorporate that. We're going to show acts of kindness of volunteering and discuss things to where, again, whoever's involved in those situations are going to be edified and lifted up, where hopefully more will be able to do the same thing or be willing to share, similar to what we do in our mornings on in the prayer line, where we give a praise report. But we'll take time within the family and doing the things that we do. A tradition may be to begin to start giving praise reports. What has God done for you? So we'll know and understand. Most of all, is to encourage active participation amongst all of the family members. Because from what we've learned, and you know this, Terry, we've had people that come in and 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months, they say, oh, I can't pray. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to do it. And after hanging around men and women that love to pray from all over this country, those men and all those women now have become prayer warriors. So we know active participation in doing these things, even within our family, will foster a sense of achievement, boost self-esteem, and create a deeper sense of engagement in these celebrations. Now, we want to focus on the quality time and connection and use it as an opportunity to spend quality time with our families. That's a beautiful thing. Reflect on this significance as well. And so there's an opportunity for all of us to capture, preserve these memories by documenting these events, photos, recording videos, creating scrapbooks to capture these moments. I know, Tammy, we said one of the things that we regret is that we did not take time to catalog precisely all of the things that we did with our children when they were small, when they were growing up. Because if we had captured, oh, that would be a book in and of itself. That would be a book. And to remember those memories together in the future, it does invoke nostalgia, strengthen family bonds, and reinforce all of the positive impact that these celebrations can bring. So now as we close out, remember, the effectiveness of celebrations lie in creating meaningful connections to make sure you foster joy and togetherness, promote personal growth. And by incorporating these suggestions and adopting them to suit the specific dynamics of your family, of your spouse, especially your spouse, you can enhance the impact of celebrations in your home and create lasting memories for your children and, most of all, for your spouse. I'm going to ask you, Tammy, to come on and close us out. Got a couple of minutes. Maybe put a prayer or just close us out in prayer. And may God then be with all of our listeners who have joined us tonight.
Amen, Jesse. To God the glory. This is an awesome, awesome topic tonight. You know, it's just the simple things. If we just take time to just evaluate them, look at them in our lives, that sometimes we do these topics and people think, wow, that's very interesting and it's so simple. And it's the simple things that's going to take us a long way. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to come right now thanking you for each and every individual that made their way to the Blog Talk Radio Show tonight. I want to just ask right now, Lord God, that you just bless them immensely. Give them an opportunity to think outside the box and be able to understand and know that they, too, have the ability to make a difference in the relationship that you strategically put them in. But it takes some work, and let them be willing to put the work in. We pray tonight, Lord God, for our beautiful minister, Leah Killings, that she comes forward and prepares herself to share through transparency, Lord God, and share the word of God through her teachings. To her listening audience, I pray many blessings upon her. Continue to keep her in good health. Continue to lead, guide, and direct her in everything she says, does, and touches. Bless her entire family to be a blessing, Father, to others. I love you so much, and thank you once again for the privilege to be able to speak life into individuals as we did tonight. Go and be with us. Allow us an opportunity to continue to let our light shine for others to see you in us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Agape love.